Hachette Audio presents There Was Nothing You Could Do, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA and The End of the Heartland. Written and read by Stephen Hyden. In memory of Mary Jean Borchardt, 1945 to 2023, and Lou Borchardt Hyden, 2007 to 2023. Being a best-selling rock band was not enough. A serious rock star not only aspired to entertain the public, but to alter its consciousness and so, in some sense, affect history. Ellen Willis, in the Creedence Clearwater Revival chapter of the Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, 1980. All my favorite records were big hit records. They were records I heard on the radio. It was music for the people, and I wanted that kind of impact. Bruce Springsteen to journalist Molly Muldrum, 1995. This guy wants to tell me we're living in a community. Don't make me laugh. I'm living in America. And in America, you're on your own. America's not a country. It's just a business. Now fucking pay me. Brad Pitt as Jackie Coogan, referring to Barack Obama's 2008 presidential acceptance speech in the 2012 film Killing Them Softly. Preface. Born and Born in the USA. My story opens like a Bruce Springsteen song, with a car, my father, a life-changing moment, and an indeterminate mix of autobiography and myth. It is the summer of 1984, and I am 6 years old. Ronald Reagan is up for re-election just in time for the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles to make rah-rah patriotism fashionable again. Meanwhile, I am sitting in my dad's car. I reach into the glove compartment because I am a bored little boy. Inside, I find a tape. On the side of the tape is the name of the artist printed in red block letters, which I will come to recognize as the house style for Columbia Records. The name of the album is printed in smaller black letters below. Was I old enough to read the label? I can't remember now. If I was, the words would have been meaningless to me, particularly the part next to the artist's name and album title promising Dolby System sound quality. What I know is that I pulled the tape out and held it in my hands. I can picture myself staring at the cover. I see a man's blue-jeaned ass. A red baseball cap is tucked inside his right butt-cheek pocket. I also see that he is wearing a white shirt and a black belt outfitted with silver ornaments.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?